Also, I Samach Beis, it's our daf. We were trying to give over the Netziv Chidushim, Samach Hei. He was trying to say that Sheves and Puruvu go together. Contrary to those who try to drive a wedge between them, he says, no, they go together. One of the texts, proof text was the Mishnah in Gittin Mem Aleph, where the Mishnah says, talk about the Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Bechorin, the world was created for period of Ribya, Shenemar, Lo So Baro, L'Shemes Yitzor. Another Rayos in the Gemara, Samach Beis, according to Rav Nosson. Rav Nosson says, according to Beis Sili, you can fulfill Puruvu with one boy or one girl, as it says, Sheves. And his Chiddush Nifla of the Netziv, which we made a lot, we were very excited to see it, was that fundamentally, even according to the Rabbanan who argue with Rabbi Nosson, the basic mitzvah of Puruvu is having one child. And that's why if you have one child, there's no longer a need to divorce a woman to marry another woman, because it's a b'diavad, a whole story. This is relevant to our discussion about birth control. We had said that after one child, there's more room to be lenient, and people are critical. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman was critical of the Chazon Ish, who would routinely tell women they should wait a year after having a child. After one child, what? The answer is yes. But this Netziv fits it even better, because the basic proof was fulfilled even with one child, although you can't deny the fact that the Gemara says you need a boy and a girl. That's what he calls a kind of a lechatchila. I read you the Lashon yesterday from the Netziv in two places. Here in Simchat Kuf Samach Hei, he refers you back to what he wrote in Simchat Hei as well. In any event, the point of this whole idea that the two go together goes back to another Gemara on Samach Beis and Midbeis. Samach Beis and Midbeis is the sad story of a person lost a child. So in discussing this situation, was pilpling, a person that lost a child, lost a son and a daughter, we'll see the details, the son had a daughter, the daughter had a son, is it good enough, is it not good enough, two different yourselves, oh my Rav, what do you mean? The Sheves Yitzara Binan V'Ha'ika, eighth line on that Samach Beis and Midbeis. Once again, the pasuk of the Sheves Yitzara is adduced to interpret the mitzvah Puruvu proper. That's two different, two different concepts. The two are so closely related and intertwined. That's what the Netziv is trying to prove. On this basis, as follows. The Gemara has over here Samach Hei at base. Talks about a woman who can't have children from her husband. She wants a get. Moses says about eight lines up. Hahidit, I saw a kamele Rav Nachman. Amale, lo mifkedis. We come and you want to get divorced, you want to have children, lo mifkedis. And therefore, since you're not required to get to have children, so what's the consequence, Rashi says? Had she been required to have children, and the husband couldn't produce those children, so the fact that she's getting divorced is really his fault, so therefore she's entitled to a ksuba. But since she's not required to have children, and the reason she's getting divorced is her fault, therefore she loses the ksuba. Says the Netziv, wait a minute. If the woman would be chayv and sheves, as some Rishonim say, how can we make this statement? She wants to get divorced in order to fulfill the mitzvah of sheves. Elamai, you must say, just as she is not obligated in Puruvu, as the Mishnah tells us right over here in Samach Hei and Beis, so too she is not Metzuv and Shemes. And Tiff is taking sides. In the Machlokas to Rishonim, we read this a little bit in Tosis. He's taking one side and the two go together. His whole thesis and his whole long piece is that Puruvu and Shemes go together. Now, he proves this, Rabosai. He proves this from the Tosis that we saw yesterday. We saw the Rivam. The Rivam says we would force the master to emancipate the Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chorin, in order he should be able to fulfill the mitzvah of Sheves. That's what we saw yesterday, we read it, it's on the screen. So, he says as follows: if we force a master to emancipate his eved so that the eved can fulfill Sheves, how much more so should we force a man to divorce his wife so she can fulfill Sheves with another man? The answer is, it's a nativ, that the woman is the same as she's potter from Puravu, she's potter from Sheves as well. She's potter from Sheves as well. There's a big dispute, Rav Osai, in the Poskim. The Beis Shmuel and Siman Aleph, Sifkot Beis, goes back and forth on this issue. The Nitziv brings one more proof from a Tosefta, which discusses what we call Kol Shel Ikrin. Now, Kol Shel Ikrin doesn't find its way into our Sugya proper, except the Samachem and Beis a little bit at the end, but it's found in the Tosefta, and it's also found in the Sugya in Shabbos. Has anyone even seen the Sugya? It's on the Makoros. Has anyone even seen it yet? Who's seen the Gemara in Shabbos? Nobody. Okay? So tomorrow, I hope to get to that sugya tomorrow, so I hope everyone will see it by tomorrow, and to add to the Makoros, unofficially, I don't know if you should put these things unofficially, but the Minchas Chinuch. We're spending a lot of time in the Minchas Chinuch and Siman Aleph. It's gewaldig. We'll see today again. It's so geschmack, the Minchas Chinuch, Siman Aleph. It's famous. Much less famous is the Minchas Chinuch Siman Reish Tzadi Aleph. Most people have dropped out by then for the Minchas Chinuch Shia. You know, you're already 290 mitzvahs along the way. But also very geschmack in discussing some of these issues of Kol Shel Ikrin, which are found, again, a little bit in our Gemara on Samachem and Beis, which I use on the Makoros, I'm sure many of you have seen by now. Also in the Tosefta, which you may have also seen by now. And it's found in the Sugan Shabbos, that's where it is, of Kuf Yud to Kuf Yud Aleph. So the Gemara over here says in the Tosefta in Yevamos, Perek Ches Halacha Beis, Ha'ish ein rasha l'shtos ikrin shelo yolid, va'ish rasha l'shtos ikrin shelo teled. It was some kind of a magic potion, a pill, which would make a woman infertile. She's permitted to digest it and become infertile. Rabbeinu shel olam, what happened to the din of the mitzvah of Sheves? Apparently, says the Nesiv, there's no obligation of Sheves. Now, there's a problem, Rabbi Osai. What about B'nai Noach? The assumption is made that B'nai Noach are chayav in Sheves. Lo sol b'rol l'sheves yitzorah. But the question becomes, didn't we just see a Tosis, Rabbi Osai? Right over here, on our daf, on daf Samach Beis, in Masechta Yevamos, where Tosis took a Gemara, which says, quotes a Gemara, Rabbi Osai, our Gemara says, B'nai Piri v'Rivya Ninu, implying that what? The non-Jews are chayav in Puravu. And that's why, even though the man fulfilled his Puravu here as a guy, even though he converts, does not require to have more children. Frank Tosis against him, a Furush and Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Tes, B'nai Noach Alo Mifkadu Apir Yavirid. So he gave a Teretz, doesn't mean Mechiv, they're in fact not Mechiv. Says the Nativ, B'mechil is Kvot Tosis, he thinks that they're not correct. They're not correct. He thinks that that Goyim are important to fact. Chayev in Peruru. That's a simple reader of other Rishonim. We'll see. It's a Shilta says of the Ferch that Goyim are Chayev in Peruru. Rashi sounds like a second over here. B'nei Noach, Zog Rashi. B'nei Piriv Rivian in the Chsiv, Vayom Alem Peruru, Gracious Test. Sounds very much a contra to Tosfos, against Tosfos, that Goyim are Chayev in Peruru. And the Chsiv is adamantly. Again, in this advocating this position, says that Rashi is right, Tosis is wrong. This is the Nitziv's position. It has to be, because they're chayiv in Sheves, they must be chayiv in Puravu. The question, of course, becomes, who knows the Sheva mitzvahs B'nai Noach? Anyone know what they are? What are they? Those are in other words, it's the big, it's the three Yahorah Valyavars. And then I think it's a mnemonic, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet. Right, the big three. What are the big three? Yerayah, Shirazdavim, and Avodah Zarah. And I think it's Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet. What's that stand for? Eivim, and Achai, Birchas, Hashem, Gezel, and Dinim. Okay. Doesn't say Puru.
Doesn't doesn't say Sheves either.
Oh, very good. It doesn't say Sheves either. So you can say Sheves is not one of the mitzvahs in the Torah Kedosha. It's only the Divrei Kabbal. One could say. It's not in the list of the seven. That's how we can deflect your good question. The Netziv says it as follows. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Kum vaseh lo kachoshiv. The Gemara says that a goy, believe it or not, is required to do malacha on Shabbos. Goy sheshavas chayav misa. How come it's not found in the Big Seven? That's going, no. The Big Seven are don'ts.
What about dinim?
That's a good question. It's an excellent question. What about dinim?
Don't not have a
50. Don't not. Everything's a don't. So the answer may be that the fundamental nature of dinim is a code of law, and although it's a positive to establish a code of law, but the code of law is primarily negative in its application. Most codes of law are mostly don'ts. A way out. A kolponim. He says, since the Gemara says beferish that kum vaseh lo kachoshim, in the context of what? Doing some kind of malacha on Shabbos. So Tosis takes that same yesod and applies it beyond the case of Shabbos to other situations. Whenever something is a kum vaseh, it's not found in the list of the seven, even though it is obligatory for Bnei Noach. I'll just read you the Gemara for a second. Just so you can look it up later on. You want to see it in Sanhedrin where it is. So the Gemara Kum Vaselo Kachoshiv is on Afnun Ches, I believe, in Masechta Sanhedrin. The Gemara says you have to do Yom. You have to do Malach on Shabbos. Last line in Ches Amid Beis. Lech Shrinami Gabi Zayim Mitzvahs. Kachoshiv Shev Al Tasa. Kum Vaseh Lo Kachoshiv. It's the last line in Sanhedrin. Daf Nun Ches Amid Beis. The very last line. And this is found in the situation of Puruvu. But Puruvu, what I'm talking about. Minolan Do Nemel Ibn Noach. Maybe the Tosis is maybe... No. Great kasha. So how does Tosfos know? The Gemara assumes the Lashon Gemara is beferish. Puriviriviya, and Tosfos quotes it over here, is not the Bnei Noach. The Netziv is aware of the Gemara. He's banging his head against the wall. He's aware of the Gemara. But the Gemara says so. But Puriviriviya, the Lashon of the Gemara is quite, you know, pretty powerful Lashon of the Gemara over here, which makes it a very uphill battle to overcome this. The Lashon of the Gemara is, I read it to you, Vare Priya Virivya Shenema Livnei Noach, originally, Vatem Puruvu, Venishnus Besinai, where's Nishnus Besinai? Lech Emor Lehem, Shuvu Lechem Leor Lechem, was the counted of Yimei Hakbola, Al Tikshu Elisha. Now the Torah is given, go back to your wives, which the Gemara says is given to Yisrael. And despite that fact that it's never been the Bnei Noach and Nishnas B'Sinai, and here's the key line, Li Yisrael Nemra V'lo Livnei Noach. Can you be more explicit than that? That Bnei Noach are not Chayim and Puruvu? I repeat, Li Yisrael Nemra V'lo Livnei Noach. That's what Tosfos quotes over here.
They're never told separate from.
Oh, slow. But the simple read is that the bits of Puruvu does not apply to Bnei Noach. In fact, Tosfos, how do you know that? You tell me it's not listed in the seven? No, it's Kum Vaseh, listed at Teres, it's amazing. B'yei Shlomar, Teshevi Al Taseh Namihu. Why? The Misha Mitzuva Al Puri V'Rivya, Mitzuva Shlola Hashchizera. You saw it also in Yud Beis and Mid Beis. So a Goy, if he'd be chayev in Puruvu, would also be chayev not to do Ashkos Zera. So therefore the fact, the Tosfos, I call upon him, you see here what kind of uphill battle that the Tziv is going to have to fight in order to explain why he is so convinced, beyond the shadow of a doubt, that goyim are chayev in Puruvu, the same as a chayev in Shevetz. Says in the Tziv, if you want to look it up, again, it's a little bit complex, it's on page Resh Ayin Ches in the Netziv, it's Mitzvah Kuf Samachay. If you look in the Gemara at the top line of the Testament Beis, are a Mila, Shenema Livnei Noach, the Tziv, V'yatoz brisi tishma, means the Avraham Avinu. V'nishas b'sinai, v'yam mashmini yimol b'sar loso. And Yisrael never v'lolim neinoch. Well, guys, it's a matter of Shabbos, whole story. But there, the Gemara means the obvious, God, you don't have to do bris mila. So we always assume it's parallel. Same as the Gemara said over there, it means obviously the Goy is not chayav do mila. So the next line obviously means the Goy is not chayav in Puruvu. Says in Tziv, no. It means something else. This is his words. It means something else. It means it's false. Shuvu lachem le'olechem, Rabbosai, was given to Yisrael. Why was it given to Yisrael? For the obvious reason, they're the ones who were told originally Al Tikshu Elisha. Since they were told Al Tikshu Elisha, so therefore they have to be told Shuvu Lachem Li'olechem. That's all it means. So you wanted to say, I think. You mechavet to the Nitziv. Oh, and he goes, takes it a step further. Puruvu was given to Bnei Noach. The Gemara's Havamina is mind-boggling. The Havamina is that once, I mean, it's so mind-boggling, it's just a Havamina, let's not get carried away, but even some Havaminas are mind-boggling. The Gemara's Havamina is, we should suggest, that when the Torah HaKadosh says, Al Tikshu Elisha, the Torah HaKadosh is now telling us we have to be celibate. And, you know, women will concede to marriage as a, like some other religions as a B'di'evit. Aye, no word in the Torah could be batal. Chas shall be batal. Puruvu to be Bnei Noach. That's the Havamin. That Bnei Noach will be chayav in Puruvu, and Bnei Yisrael will not be because Al Tikshu Elisha. Says the Gemara, no. Right? Says the Gemara, no. Shuvu lechem aleichem was given to Bnei Yisrael and not to Bnei Noach. And not to Bnei Noach. Yeah. And that's why there was a need to be matrit. There was a need to be matrit with an explicit pasuk of Shuvu Lachem Li'ol Lechem. It has to do with the sugan Beitza, Dav Hey. Who ever learned Beitza? One has Dava Shebeminyan. Hi, the Dava Shebeminyan Torah Minachal Atiro. Here, Al Tikshu Elisha, Shuvu Lachem Li'ol Lechem. So the Tziv explains, wait a minute. Wait, what's going on? Since no mitzvah is ever going to be Batel Lagamre, who needs a Minachal Atiro? I can't prove it's a mitzvah in the Torah. Can't do it without a woman. Must be, says the Nitziv. No. Logically, we could have said, prove it's a mitzvah for goyim. And therefore, Al Tikshu Elisha remains for Jews, and whatever concessions we'll have to make, but not a mitzvah. Kamash Malon. No. That the Shuvu Lachem Aleichem tells you that the mitzvah applies to Yisrael as well. But it says the Yisrael, Nemelovnech, only means on the pasuk of Shuvu Lachem Le'olechem, Puruvu applies to Goyim too. That's what he says. Again, you can look it up and see it in great detail. Fine. The truth is, Rabbosai, before we go any further, we're talking about Goyim over here. I mentioned to you that the Kasha of the Turi Evan, I read it for you from the Minchas Chinuch. I wanted to show it to you in print. It's in print, in the back of your Gemaras. The Maratz Chayes. It's always good to see things in print, even though we went over it a few times. If you see it in print, it makes a bigger impression. Take a look, please. The Maratz Chayes over here in our sugya. He quotes the Kasha of the Turei Evan. Take a look. In our edition, it's page Lamed Beis. The very first one. The first piece on page Lamed Beis in our edition. All right, if you have some other Yalkut, it's Samach Beis Amar Aleph in the middle of the Yalkut, towards the beginning. Hagoyin Shagas Aryeh B'Sifro Turei Evin. Everyone knew him as the Shagas Aryeh, but he had his other Zeb called the Turei Evin. Chidush Rosh Hashanah. Chav Chesem and Aleph, Sugyat Kfo V'Ochel Matzah, Ede Kfo Shed, Harayu Shota L'Chol Dolar, V'Hainu Kevin the Shota Potem Mikol HaMitzvahs, Ein Efshe Sheyiftor, yeah, V'Chakach B'Shas Chir, V'Yadei HaPulos Shed Osa B'Shas B'Shosh Haya Potter, Ken Mavura Atam B'Ram Mepeg Vav, V'Chus Chamas Aloch Gimel, okay, fine, V'Yim Ken, Ma'amo Il Dohar Lebonim, Hare no the law be giusa was manche a potter. The achel non estava a prur revu. I entice his kan. So the tziv said, not true. They were mechoy a mitzuvah. No, but what do you do with the Turi Evans kasha? Efsha. The kavonis hashas al kalponim l'shevis yitzora kiyem. Kemosha kosis atosis kan hakol. We saw yesterday. The cave in the kiyem hach l'shevis yitzora. Shuv lo shayach kefiya al mitzvahs asay de pruvu. So he's saying a pshat over here to answer the Turi Evans kasha, not the way we answered it, not the way Benchas Chinuch answered it, another way. What it means here is that you've been mekayim the mitzvah of Shevis, because Shevis would go Yisrael. You'll say you didn't be missing pruvu. Once you were yotzei Shevis, we no longer force you to do any more. That's why you go to remarry. You know the whole stuff we saw in the Simon Kuf Nundal yesterday in Sifyud, and v'chule. So even though the Gemara talks here in different terms, the Maratz Chais wanted to say it shaloka pshuto to answer the kasha of the Turei Evan. Fine. Now Rabbi said, let's go into some of the details we spoke about the issue of having children when you're a goy. So the Gemara and Daf Samach Beizam and Aleph has a machlokas of Yochanan and Mishlokas. Let's read it inside. Let's read the Gemara inside. The last narrow line. Itmar. Hoyo lo bonim bi yoso akum v'nizgayer av Yochanan amakim piriv rivyu. Mishlokas amalokim piriv rivyu. Rav Yochanan amakim piriv rivyu. Do havelay. It's the son and the daughter. Mishlokas amalokim piriv rivyu. But why? Gershin is Gayer, Kikotan Shinola Domi. Gershin is Gayer, Kikotan Shinola Domi. Let me ask you a question. Who is this guy? Who is this guy? Let me ask you a question. What's going on? Who is this guy over here? Father. Okay. Father. Good. We'll stop there for a second. Fine. This is very important. The Itmar. Hoyo lo bonim bi yoso akum. Vinis gayer. Rabbi Yochanan Omar. Ein lo b'chor l'nachlo. To ha'avale reishis ono. His child, when he was goy, that's his reishis ono. Not his first child after he converts. Rishloch ha'shama yesh lo b'chor l'nachlo. You know why? Gershin is gayer. Kekotan shenolad domi. Father, right, of course. That's the whole tumah. What does it mean? According to the simple pshat, Rashi here, a goy is chayv in peru revu. But this is all it means is that their children are called by their name, Baladim and Baladim. Fine. Avinya nachla, the labanay nachla ninu. Ema modelay lirish lakish. Maybe he agrees with the shlakish that this first child, all Jewish, is a bechor, gets pishnayim. The yitmar b'ha kam rishlakish for that reason. Avo b'hahi, ema modelay of Yochanan, tzricha. Okay? This is a tzricha song. We already pointed out that the Rambam is of the view at the only time the goy can fulfill pru revu is not only if he converts, but if the children convert as well. The Vilna Gaon is not so excited about that. This is what I asked you to see in the Maamar Makomos. I'll read you a few words here from the Vilna Gaon. In Simen Aleph, Rabosai, Sivkoton Yudzayin. Have you seen it? I hope some of you have seen it a little bit. So he says, when this guy who behaved, the Mechaber quotes the Rambam. They both converted. They both converted. Fine. Says the Gra, the Lokain, if they didn't convert, my comrade Tzricha, Hanachri Yoresh Aviv Dvar Torah. That's obvious that the Nachri is Yoresh Aviv Dvar Torah if they didn't convert. Must be, they converted. Ayin Shem Rashi V'Tosu Shadoch Kuatzim L'Farshin Yibachora. Very schwer. Av L'Pir Sharambam Nicha. Dochi Kama. What does it mean? It means Kipshuto. Ratzaloma V'Shlaka Shoma Lokiyim peer review. Gersh in the sky v'chule. I'm sorry to break the news to you. Says the Gra. Habonim shen iskayu. Not your pshat. Sorry. You said the false. So I gave you a chance to answer. I gave everybody a chance. You could have spoken up. So Yoel spoke up and said the father. Okay, I'm not blaming him. The Gra says, no. The children. The Einam Bonim Shalom. Abel Mishum Geruso Atzno, his own gear. Lo. Came at the Menichu Yusuf, Hulk Mashtos and Sham. The Master Yoel, we saw it. The Mintakonti Mishlov is like a Chidish Nifla. That if only the father converted, Rish Lakish will agree that he fulfilled Puravu. Only when the kids converted, then not. And look at this next phrase. He says as follows. The Afish Lakish Moda, in that case, where only he converts to Yotze. And the Polik Bishum Geras Abonim, and this is an amazing phrase. The Havu Ki'ilu Mesu Abonim, the Bekotan Kinola. Whoa. Born again, if you died in the interim. I'll be theological over here. But that's what it means. So that's what it means, as if they died. One second. Valzek, Omatzricha Vachule. The Mekor Anami Vachule. What's love of Kodesh in the Skyru? Yeah. Afilu Akash in the Skyru. This guy Ru, the children. Shaken Benachla, the Nachri. Ein Yoresh es Hager, a Gemara in Kiddush. And he says, "When this guy Ru lestu chayes loshen rabim." Whoa, you saw? This is sort of loshen the Gemara about
Sai.
Whoa. What's our gersa? Whoa, hold on. Yeah, that's what the Gemara is quoting over here. The Gemara says, "What? Slowly." Gotta find it. By far that I can't find. Here, by Eved, he says what? The also nakam is luchais. This guy ru, less luchais. We have later on this guy ru. Okay, it's about the 10th wide line. Right? This guy ru because it's going on the children. A wild shot. The Vilna Gaon is wild. Yes. Correct. Correct. Yeah, because this guy is true, it's singular. But he claims that really it belongs, I'm not, that's what Yoel said, I'm not blaming it. But he says it really it belongs, he suggests it goes to the Rambam, refers to the children. But don't panic. It's a very understated line. The sugya and b'choros does not prove the Rambam is right. I think he really means to say, proves that he's wrong. That's what it sounds like he's saying. Proves that he's wrong. Why? The parach and bechoras from Zayin and Aleph Tanan Mi v'chule. The visa minolad the mastis the mashin is gairu gamkein. The kit the pshat the Gemara in bechoros indicates that the Gemara with respect to bechor does not assume that the children converted as well. That's his kasha. His kasha on the Rambam. His kasha furthermore, it's his kasha from the Gemara. Furthermore. V'chein b'choshen mishmet simin reishayin zayin siftes lo kosav din iskayru. There the Gemara never said iskayru when it comes to Nachla. Uvi Gemara sham uvi avamas our Gemara ovi tzrichusa sham v'gam lo niska klav v'gemara elav in iskayer. Here y'all, Ben, iskayer. Didn't say iskayru. Alma poshet v'gemara v'chiyagav davad eles tuchayis. Who poshes below Shavuchacha, Chedas kol ha-poskim below Karambam. So he says, yeah, he had the whole beautiful defense of the Rambam, and he says it's all wrong. Yes?
Where was the Viniskari? Was that the. Because I see in Viniskari it says, I'm going to let. Obtekuchavim, meaning it's plural, is Luchayas.
You mean it's in general terms? Okay, good. All I want to say is one thing. Yes?
Just a quick question again. Explaining that according to Rish Lakish, according to the Gra, that
if the children will not convert, Rish Lakish agrees that the father has fulfilled his mitzvah approval. Only if they convert as well, then they've died. Why? Because they were born again? They must have died.
So this, but we're talking about.
I don't mean a little bit. interesting. Yeah.
In terms of his being kind of Puru Ruvu, right? So based on what we said before, though, with the Nitziv, right? So if you understand that the Goyim also have mitzvah Puru Ruvu, so then why should we be? Why should it make a difference then whether or not he's Jewish or not Jewish? Is it kids being the father should be Yotzi Yitzchiv of Puru Ruvu because regardless of what his status was at whatever time, he was obligated and the mitzvah fulfills it.
We can argue that very nice, he fulfilled the mitzvah b'torah as goy, now he's a new mitzvah b'torah as Jew.
It's like two parts of the same mitzvah.
That could be, Yes, sir?
Based on how the Gemara just explained the Gemara according to the Ram, wouldn't that prove that goyim are chayv b'ruvu?
He doesn't mind, the Gemara doesn't mind that. He has a pashto, so though he doesn't go into that at length. The only way to defend the Rambam, because he built it up so nice and then he just knocks it down, is to say, despite notwithstanding the Trichasa is only in general terms, but maybe we can argue that the only time you have to have Nisgairu is by Pru Ravu. Because by Pru Ravu, Rabbo Sai, they're not Nisgairu, what kind of Pru Ravu is this? Brought up Goyim in the world. Pru Ravu, especially after Matan Torah, to bring Jewish children into the world. They didn't convert, so you didn't do it, so you have to start all over again. However, with respect to Rabosai, Bechora, they don't need this guy. The same Rabbi Yochanan who would require this guy to fulfill Pru Ravu would not require this guy to knock out the next born from being a Bechor. It's Nachalts, not Rashis. Oh no, he had a child when he was still a guy and his wife was a guy, soon for the moment. So therefore, maybe the contrary to what the Gemara is saying toward the end of the Sifkot Yitzayin, maybe we can distinguish and say the Rambam requires this guy when it comes to Pru Ravu because it means to bring up Jewish children. Remember, there's a Chochmah Shlomo. Chochmah Shlomo in Simanav said if a person can't have any children, he should adopt a child, raise him up. He's a partial fulfillment of Pru Ravu. What a partial fulfillment of Pru Ravu? It's not purely biology since Matan Torah. It's biology plus bringing a child into Torah mitzvahs, etc. So if you can't have the biologically, at least you have that little part. It's true, it's only a part without the ikar, but something is better than nothing. But pure biology, then there's nothing to talk about. Al kaponim. Therefore, we can suggest that you require this guy who will have lod, have bottom of the zochan akeva for Rabbi Yochanan to be able to fulfill the mitzvah pru ravu. But in order to knock out the next child from being a b'chor, rachis ono, even if the original son from the Jewish, non-Jewish man, non-Jewish woman did not convert, still his first child from a Jewish woman is not a Rashi's son. So it doesn't affect the whole Tzrichos. The Tzrichos is in general terms. That's the only way I can defend the Rambam to knock out the gross kashas. I'll answer the kasha from the Gemara, Mem Zayin, answers the kasha from the Choshen Mishpat. Why the gross kasha? Why there he doesn't require this guy, he does require, it's not all about Talia, not respect. That's what I was suggesting. I think even though it's against what the Gemara himself says, maybe answer these questions. Fine. Now, let us analyze again for another moment the Tosfos HaKol that we spent some time on already yesterday. Rabosai, Tosfos HaKol. What did it say? That an Eved, right, has no Chayis. If he has no Chayis, so nothing is being fulfilled whatsoever. Okay? V'im nishtach elokim piriv yiriv. I'm asking a shayla. And if lo nishtacher? And if lo nishtacher, Abosai? And if lo nishtacher? Then what? Comes a minchas chinuch with, of course, kedarko, the yukim nifloim, and every word of the Rishonim. He's medayik in the opening line of our Tosfos. You can look it up later, Abosai, in Sivkotan Yud Tes, in this beautiful new edition, where he quotes this Inyan from our Tosfos. And it's Medayik from this Tosfos. It's only when the Shtachrer he had not fulfilled Pru Ravu. But before that, Rabosai, if there was no Shechrer, then he had fulfilled Pru Ravu, Rabosai. And it sounds like, says in Minchas Chinuch, that he's Chayv in Pru Ravu. Chayv in Pru Ravu. That's what it sounds like. It says in Minchas Chinuch. That's what it sounds like. Oh, remember the Yerushalmi? An Eved Chayv in Pru Ravu? A whole discussion. Why shouldn't you marry a chalavai? We saw it, it was on the screen yesterday. But on Thursday, I remember. We saw it at one point or other. Fine. Truth is, we could argue that all Tosus means, it didn't mean that. Tosus says, Im nishtachre lo kiyem priyav ribya. Because if lo nishtachre, there's no kiyem priyav ribya in the first place. Yeah, we could have said that. But the whole, this is not practical, unless it was nishtachre. That's what one could have said. So it's not, the diyak and lushan is not completely determinant. As a matter of fact, the Tosus in Chagiga, that we saw yesterday, that Bezim and Bez, suggested that an Eved is potter from Pruravu and a Goy is Chayev. That's what I suggested in Chagiga. We mentioned that yesterday. The Marashoyas against the Gemara Sanhedrin that we just saw, that we didn't give an answer. It's not against anything. Oh, here in Tosus, here in Yevamis, where they assume that a Goy is potter from Pruravu, they didn't say a word. They didn't say that. We'll say that about Eved. Just didn't say anything. Nothing. And even there, they said, Eved is different. Even though it's mitzuvah like a goy, ain't no chayis. Which means that once he is free, he no longer relates to anybody. But calls man, he is an Eved. Maybe he can be chayim and pruvu like the Yerushalmi. And he's mekayim and pruvu. He's Mekayim. Eved Ein Lo Chayes is only after he is emancipated. And he quotes over here, I'll read you a little bit. Sefer Turi Eved, and yet with Sarachim, Heicha Eved Chayes B'Piriv Rivya, Kevan Shein Lo Chayes, and Abonim Mesiach Samach of Klal, Al Kain Pirish Ayushalmi, that is Chayes, B'Derech Acher. You know what his Derech Acher is, believe it or not? You're not going to believe this Turi Eved. When it says in the Yerushalmi, Eved, it means Shifcha. A Shifcha, you can't say, ain't no chayis. A male has no chayis to his offspring if he's an Eved. But the woman who gives birth to the child, by definition, has a relationship to the child. So, says the Turi Eved, a chiddush nifla. It's not the pashup shah. Not the pashup shah. Okay, this is all found over here in the Minchas Chinuch, Mitzvah Aleph, Sif Katan Yud Tes is probably the longest Sif Katan that I can see here in this siman. Spans 1, 2, 3, over 3 columns. But a lot of important things over here. I'm not going to go into all the details now, but that's where you'll find it if you wish. In Sivkaton Yutes. In Gittin, Daf Mem Aleph, we saw that Tosus yesterday also, they quote the Rivam, that an Eved is Potter from Pruravu, I the Rishalmi, so the Rishalmi means Sheves. That was what the Nitziv was so upset about, because the Nitziv said it goes together, Sheves and Pruravu, but the Rivam says they don't go together. They don't go together. Fine. It's interesting, Rabbi Osai, when it says in the Gemara, that Eved ain't no chayis, right? Eved ain't no chayis. We can say it's only ain't no chayis, Rabbi Osai, right? It's only ain't no chayis is an Eved. A goy is yesh lo chayis. When is a goy yesh lo chayis? We suggested already yesterday. Only if he lives with a non-Jewish woman. So baladan ben baladan. So a goy is yesh lo chayis if he lives with a non-Jewish woman. We already pointed out yesterday, many say if he lived with a Jewish woman and had a child, absolutely no connection. If he converts later on, he has to start Pruvu all over again. Based on the Tosus, right? Based on the Tosus. Tosus says the reason why he can fulfill it, because B'nai Pruvu, what does it really mean? What it means is, as Tosus puts it over here, Tosus Rabbi Yochanan, Kevin de Menuchayusu Kiyim Dezam Yuchas Akrav, Bosa Shah, Miftanam Yishin is Gai. Means that, but if it was a goyish man and a Jewish woman, there was no chayis even at that moment. So therefore, we have to start all over again. That's the pashut. According to the Rambam, we weren't sure. But the Chassidim seem to be sure. We're not sure according to Shitas Rambam. The Ramban, Rabbi Osai, and Tzadi Ches says something amazing. That's what we saw yesterday. Rachmona afkare lezare. On a simple level, the cases are limited to a situation where the man is a goy and the woman is Jewish. So appropriately, Rachmana Afka Lazari. The Ramban on that Gemara says, no, Rachmana Afka Lazari applies even if the man is a guy and the woman is a guy. So the question becomes, what would Agamara? Agamara says, Goyim Islu Chayitz. So the Ramban and Tzadiches seems to be against the Gemara. This is the Kash of Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan is found in Simon Nun Aleph in Kovetz Ha'aretz. Quotes the Ramban. Rachmon Afkel Zayi the Akam Afilu Boal Nochris. I Baladin Ben Baladin. Ah! That's Exeris HaKotzim only with respect to Yerusha, for nothing else. V'kosher! Do Akam Islei Chayis Kaman Yen Piri V'Rivyo! What the Ramban do, Rabbi Osai, with our Gemara? So the answer has to be that since our Gemara is Enochanam is referring to Chayes with respect to Yerusha, that's enough. The Chayes with respect to Yerusha should establish some kind of a relationship so that a measure of Puravu can be fulfilled as well. Fine. Now, Rabosai, we have to get to the Gemara on Samach Beis, Amud Beis. It's a little bit complicated here. Just hang in. A little complicated. Nebuch, a person lost his children, but thank God he has grandchildren. So the Gemara says, Rabosai, B'nei Bonim, Harehein Kibonim. Top line of Samach Beis Amud Beis. Okay? Says Rashi, Chazakadaitach, Shemes HaZochar on the Keva, V'hoyolo Ben, Shitztarifim Achos Oviv, O Machi Imo, Ein Avi Ha'av Chayev Ova Piri V'Rivya, V'tava, Shehoyolo Lemes Ben, Holav Hochi Lo Kiem, D'Sheves Bina V'Kushet Rav Huna. Rav Huna said over here, about Sayyid Av Samach Beis Amin Aleph. The last four lines, he lost his children. Rav Huna says, Kiem Piri V'Rivya. Rav Huna says, no. So what's going to do over here? Shver. Chufta to Rav Huna, says the Gemara, Tufta. You're right, Tufta. He slugged up. If the children die, you have not, quote unquote, fulfilled Puravu. On a practical level, this means that you're required to keep trying. Live up b'chalona v'ona, as we saw in the Rambam, in Perek Tetzvav, in Hilchas Ishus. Good. Says the Gemara as follows. Sabra Abaya Lememar, Bro Lebro Ubrata Lebrata, the son had a son and the daughter had a daughter. That's when you fulfill the mitzvah of Puravu. V'kolshke Brata Lebro, excuse me, Bro Lebrata, I'm a Brata Lebro Lo. This sounds a little bit not politically correct. That if the daughter had a son, it's good. If the son had a daughter, it's no good. This doesn't sound politically correct at all. So says Agamar. Amalei Rabba, no! L'sheves yitzara b'inan v'ha'ika. Everyone agrees. Even though they are the two grandchildren, Rabosai, that the two grandchildren, Rabosai, on a simple level, are both male or both female, doesn't matter. But the kulam amiyas trei mechad lo. If you had two children and they both died, one left two children, other left no children, not Yotze Puru. Not Yotze Puru. Fine. Atkan Rabosai, the sugi here, on Samach Beis, Amud Beis. According to our Girsa says, again, Bro le bro, brata le brata. Because again, Bro le brata. Toisvis. Afal gav darmina liel en shnei zchorim chashuvim kibbein ubas. Hocha shebo mi koach mi she ptoroso mi piri v'rivya. Pshita de koi shapra ben b'mokom abas. In other words, he had a son and a daughter. The daughter died, but she left her own children. Right? So you fulfill the mitzvah of Puravu. You fulfill the mitzvah of Puravu. Even at the end of the day, you have who survived? Your son and your male grandson. So how do you left with two? Both males. We passed against Beis Shammai. Two boys, two sons are no good. What's this? Two sons are no good. And a son and a grandson through a daughter is good? The answer is yes. Because the grandson who comes through the daughter is in effect representing the daughter. That's the Pasha Pshat in this sugya called the Our Gears. Fine. The Rambam may have had a different Gersa. Now I know that you don't all carry Rambams around with you, but if you look in the back and they Mishpat Amalei, you should be able to find this Rambam. Okay, take a look. Hilchos Ishus, it's page Dalet, the last piece on page Dalet in our print, the very last piece. Let's read together. Halacha Hey, if you have a computer, Perek Tetzvav, Halacha Hey, and Hilchos Ishus. Nodulo umesu v'inichu banim harezekiyim mitzvahs peri v'rivya b'nei banim hareheim kibanim v'amed v'amurim kishahoyu b'nei habanim zachur nekeva v'hoyu boim yizachur nekeva afal pisha zachur ben bito v'nekeva ben bas b'no ho'ol v'heim yishnei banav heim boim Harei Kimis is Piri Viridim. Alam Hoyolo Beinu Basu Mesu Vinir Echad Mehen Zachor Nekeva Adayin Lekim HaMitzah, because the other one is never died childless and now the other one has a boy and a girl. It's not good enough. Because what's the lumpness over here? You have to have representation of the first generation that you brought into this world. So even though the representation will now make everybody male or everybody female, that doesn't matter. As long as it's progeny from both your son and your daughter. So if your son had a son and your daughter had a son, Yotze. That's Pasha Pshat Nagamar. Everyone with me so far? Pasha Pshat Nagamar is that way. What about the Rambam? Can you tell by looking at the Rambam? If a person had, Rabbi say, a son and a daughter, they both died and they both had sons. According to the Rambam, Yotze or Nayotze. Look inside, don't look at me. Look over here in Perek Tetzvav Halacha Hey, it's in the last paragraph, Mishpat Amalei, page Dalet. Everyone look inside. What does it say there? No? What does it say? Menemam Uri Niyotze, Shil B'nei Abonim Zachar Nekeva.
But there needs to be both a Zachar and
Nekeva. That's right. Pashup Shah. For you bore me Zachar Nekeva. Afalpi, Shah Zachar Ben Bito V'Nekeva Bas B'no. Because they're coming from his two sons. So the Gro changed the Girsa. Look at the Gro over here on the Afsamer Bezim at Bez. Girsa's a Rambam. Have a bro, librato, brato, libro. Oh! What Havamina was, the only time if the boy has a boy and a girl has a girl. But if the boy has a girl and a girl has a boy, no! For Mashmalon, that's good. But in that case, what are you left with? Two grandchildren, a grandson, and a granddaughter. Then and only then. So writes the Grub, Shadon Rambam, based on a different gear, so he claims he had. So you have to leave over a male and a female, but instead of leaving over a male and a female children, you end up leaving over a male and a female grandchildren coming from two different children of yours. Even if it's a boy that had a girl and a girl had a boy. That's only as far as Rambam is willing to go against all the other Rishonim, who say as long as you had a boy and a girl, the next generation could be two girls, could be two boys, doesn't matter, there's one from each. Yes, sir.
Does it actually mean that his kids and the grandkids all die? See, now Mechuyev again to do it, or in theory, yes. I mean, how old he is, he'll be able to do it. Yeah, but like, that's the Pasha Pshat. Isn't the key of mitzvah that you're done? No, as we speak about in the base marriage, this is a mitzvah you can never.
No, a person can, for his whole lifetime, never know for sure he's fulfilled the mitzvah. Chas v'chalila is a national tragedy, and he loses his whole family. Unfortunately, repeated too many times, Rachmanel Litzlan in World War II. He lost entire families, children, grandchildren. You have to stop after the tree, after me. He could have done your mechuyev, was he able to do so? Sad, but that's it. Okay, Rabbos, this is very, very important. Very, very important. Now, take a look again. We had this Tosis over here. The Koshkein Brata Lebra. He's bothered by Akasha. What do you mean? Koshkein Brata Lebrata. So he ended up with two grandsons. And before we saw, you have to have a Zachar and a Nekeva. Right? The answer is no. Here, they're coming from a Zachar and a Nekeva. Their old role, Rabosai. They are Rabosai. How should I say it nicely? They are continuers. Must be a better word than that. They are the ones who enable the grandfather to maintain his mitzvah that he had when he had a boy and a girl. by their respective continuance of the memory or the family of that boy and the girl. Doesn't matter what they are, both boys, both girls, it's all the same. Each one is a representative of the generation that came before. That's Pshat and Girsus Atosis. They say it come out of Farish. The Rambam, if we're right, the Rambam, he says no. The Pshat is Bnei Bonim Kibbonim, not the Pshat that Bnei Bonim Kibbonim as a completely independent, as a mere continuance of those who came before. No. If that would be the case, so two boys and two girls would be fine. As long as they continue the previous boy and the girl. Rambam says no. You need to go into Pshat Rambam. You have to have a boy and a girl in the third generation. Only thing is, not a boy and a girl in the moon. A boy and a girl who come from your boy and girl, your son and daughter, respectively, whether, no matter which way it flips. But if it would be two boys or two girls, even though each of your children, Zichron and Levracha, they lost a son and daughter, is represented, it doesn't make a difference because you want to have more, they play a more independent role than Bnei Bonim and Kibbonim. Yes, it's true they have to come from your son and daughter, but it's they. Once they come, then they themselves are fulfilling the Puravu, and then you require a grandson and a granddaughter. Shita Saramba. Fascinating. According to Tosfos, they're bothered with the big kashas. So what the, how did the Gra have the gears? The Gra solved Tosfos' problem. What's our gears? We have Bra, Lebra, Brata, Lebra. Vakoshken, Bra, Lebrata. What is this? What is this, a misogynist? What does that mean? That a boy is better than a girl? What, are you kidding me? We're egalitarians in this room. So the Gra knocks off the problem. Abba, Bra, Lebrata, Brata, Lebrolo. There's no difference between males and females. It's just flipped. Uvazematurat, Kushat, Atosis. Gra. How do you explain our Girsa? I'm sorry to tell you that we have a principle which we know from Beis Shammai, from our Mishnah, who says Shnei Zchorim. I can't help it, it's a Mishnah. And obviously Beis Shammai says, you derive whatever, Moshe Rabbeinu, whole story, that a person can fulfill his mitzvah with two Zchor. If you look in the Yifei Einayim, who always quotes Yerushalmi, let's give a look quickly in Yifei Einayim here in Samach Aleph and Beis. Our version in Shas Bavli tells us that according to Beis Hillel, has to be a boy and a girl. Two boys is no good. Two boys is no good. That's our version of Shas. If you look in the Yifei Einayim Samach Aleph and Beis, it's page Tes in this print. Yalfina mi briyasa shalolam. Beis Hillel, right, from Adam Machava. Yishalmi, Visham. The Beis Hillel ka'ami afilu zacha nekeva. Even a zacha nekeva. But certainly what? Tuzchak. Dim loke in havale mikule Beis Shammai v'chumre Beis Hillel. Otherwise, Beis Shammai is more mekel. They allow to fulfill the mitzvah with two boys and Beis Hillel is more makh, which should be listed in that list. Rashba says no, because since Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel argument, each one's a cool, each one's a chumrah, so that's why it's not on this list. Right? It's said very well. Two boys, yes, and boy and girl, no, and then what's the other way around? That's how the Rashba knocks off this, it's knocking off the Rishalmi. And the Rebavit does not necessarily accept the Rishalmi. Fine. But the Yifei Einayim explains why boys are somehow considered to be better for some reason. According to our Girsa, and the Torah has our Girsa, there are those who have different gusos, but the bottom line is that if you have many children from one child and no children from your other child, we paskin l'alacha, you're not yotze puru. You have 100 descendants for your son, none for your daughter, or vice versa. You're not in fulfillment of puru. And the Ramah says, Rabosai, the Ramah says, the opposite is unthinkable. What's the opposite? That if you have all your daughter died, and you have 100 kids from your son, or all 100 kids from your daughter, to say that Yotze in that fashion would have to imply, Rabbi Osai, that if you had, let's say, for argument, two sons or two daughters, argument is you're not Yotze, Why not Yotze? The sons and or the daughters are going to have many descendants, including, the sons are going to have girls and the daughters are going to have boys. So why should we say not Yotze? Must be that the first generation has to be a male and a female. The first generation must be a male and a female. And therefore, Rabbi Osai, if the female died with leaving no children of her own, that's it. Can't be Yotze, no matter how many children exist from the son. You have to have that male and female themselves or their respective descendants. That's how we assume Halacha L'maaseh is based upon the Ramah and the Darkei Moshe on the tour over here in Siman Aleph. Good. Now, did anyone open the Shulchan Aruch yet in the Ma'amar Kamos? Anyone see it at all? So I hope you saw a little bit. It's the Beis Shmuel, which at first glance is very difficult. I didn't know what I was reading. I couldn't believe it. But I saw the smaller print at the bottom. Print has got smaller and smaller and smaller. It's my Shulchan. It keeps getting small. It's like an eye chart, you know? I don't know what those glasses down here. So anyway, so you have a question?
Yeah.
No. So it goes like this. The Beis Shmuel and Sivkot and Yud has an incredible line. The Mechaber you do have, the Mechaber in the back, you can look up at Sivvav. Okay. Im hoyu lo bein ubas umesu. Veiniach echad mehem zocher in the keva. Another one, nothing. Adayin lo kiyem mitzvizu. Okay, that's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch, of course, that's Pashup Shat, that we've spoken about before. Says the Beis Shmuel Yud. Vimhoyolo Beis Chorin. Femenichu Zochan Akeva lo Kim Purvu, Dake Moshe. Right? That's as we said before, otherwise it's ridiculous. If you have two boys, they'll have females down the road. This is the next line. Vimhabein Kaya. A man had a son and daughter. The son is alive and well. Vahabas Mesa. And the daughter died. V'inicha bas, and she left the daughter. Kiyem piri v'rivya. Okay, fine. Shema ben kayim, for the whole of the dying. The son's alive and has no children. V'abas meso, v'inicha ben, and the daughter died, left the son. Nira the low kiyem piri v'rivya. Why? 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 His son is alive, and his daughter left a grandchild. Why? I couldn't believe it's Beis Shmuel. What's he talking about? Till I saw Rav Osai, if you look on the bottom, and see the Pischei Tshuva. Pischei Tshuva quotes this. He said as follows. Look at our goals, Yad Ephraim. Yad Ephraim. What does that mean? That's only the Divrei Habash Beis Shmuel means according to Shitas HaRambam. That's what it means. That was what it means. Rambam said, Pshuto, you need, if your son and daughter died, you need a grandson and a granddaughter. You have to leave over a male and female. And this flip. Son had a granddaughter, the daughter had a grandson, even that's good. But if your son had a son and your daughter had a son, no good. According to that, to the Beis Shmuel, not only if your both children died and your son had a son and your daughter had a son, it's no good. If your son is alive and your daughter had a son, it's also no good for the same reason. You left only two males. But according to Tosfos that we saw on the top on the base, the Bebeis Chorim Abor Mizrach and the Keva Mahani, the way we paskin according to most poskim, Pshita the Gamze Mahani. If I leave over two grandsons, one from a son and one from a daughter, it's good. Certainly, if I leave over a son and a grandson from a daughter, it should certainly be good. When he said it's no good, we don't go into the Rambam. That's not clear in the Beis Shmuel. Even the Pischei Tshuva, you have to look at the Yad Ephraim and he quotes. There, it's crystal clear. If you can read the print, you should have it in yours. At the very tippity bottom, I think, is the Yad Ephraim. No? What got Shulchan Aruch? You have the newest? Oh, no. The fancy one. I have what's it called? Machon Yerushalayim. They have the Yad Ephraim and teeny prints. He says it more clearly. Yes, sir.
He passed the Rambam.
I don't know when he's passing it. I don't know. He does quote the Rambam. The Mechaber quotes the Rambam. Then he goes, Abel, in the previous Sivkot, Abel Tosu Svirle Shnei Tzchom Hani Kem Shabo Mizochan Akema, right? And he quotes the Shulta Gibram says so. And the Torah seems to say, according to Av Girsa, doesn't take a stand in Sivkot and Tess. It's according to Yud, he's saying what he's saying according to the Rama that he quoted in the previous Sivkot, that he didn't take a stand, who's right? Yes, sir.
Let's see what this Chiddush means.
Right. Okay. But you know, I for a minute it hit me. I couldn't figure it out at the beginning. Fine. So the Gra said that the Rama had a different girsa. It's a beautiful girsa. That's what he put it. But the question: Did the Gra make up this girsa? I'll give you an assignment. Look up all the ancient manuscripts. See if you find girsas of Gra anywhere. I don't know. Maybe yes. Yeah, I just don't know. So other Rachmonim suggest no. Rambam had our Girsa. Truma Sadeshim says so. He had our Girsa. And Brata Lebro Lo means even if the daughter has a son and a daughter. You might have thought it's no good. Because Rambam works. Why? Because there was a Zohar and a Keva left over. And perhaps he says Tosas also holds that way. L'chumra. That you have to have, at the end of the day, a boy and a girl left over. I Tosas beferish fakert. Black on white fakert, Tosas says. Right? Black on white. We just read it. Tosas says, two boys is no problem. Right? We just read it ourselves. I read it again. You don't believe me. I read it again. Look at the top Tosin, son of Bezim and Bez. It's right in front of your nose. Tosin says, even though two scharm is no good, no, that's only if you have a son and two sons yourself. But here, Shetpo mikor mishepatroso mipir v'rivya, pshita dekoi shapir abein b'mokam abbas. It's pshita that it works. Pshita. Says the Chumas Hadeshen, Rabosai. Says the Chumas Hadeshen. That's only Abaye speaking. Rava says no. When Rava says L'shevis Yitzara B'inan V'ha'ika, Rava says two things. Rava says that in some cases it's going to be good, but before we thought it was no good. That's Pshita. But he also says that in some cases, which we saw was good, is no good. What's that case? He left over two grandsons. That's a wild shot, but it's found in the Truma Sadeshen, Simon Reish Samach Beis. Even Tosfos agrees to the Rambam. The Bach says no. Tosfos disagrees, but the Torah, you quote the Rambam, you know where in both places? Hilchos Avelus. Hilchos Avelus? Sure. Remember we saw that the Balamon, the Ramban, that if a man is normally not supposed to remarry if he lost his wife until three regalim pass. But if he hasn't fulfilled Puravu, we're more makel. That's what comes up. There the Torah seemed to say that if he either had to have the son and a daughter, or a grandson and a granddaughter. That's the Rambam Shita. The Torah seems to embrace that Shita in Yeridaya, Simon, Shin, Sadi, Base. Tos the Taz, right here at the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, if you do have. The Taz is a long piece, not going to be the whole thing. Instead of Kot and Zion, says the same Yesod that we saw before. And although Tosus says what he says, he only says, I'll read you the Lashon. Achak Zeru, Yisim Chumas Hadeshen, because of Gamkein, like I said. The Tosus Kosul, if you must share Sever Abayim. Alfi Amaskana came in the Rav Tali time of Ika Shabbos. Yeah, Alma Bina Zochon Akeva. Bless the Koshken da Baya in Shom. So the Taz Zion quotes the Chumash Hadeshen and it says something. I'm not going to read the whole thing. If you want, you can give a look. This is a machlokes from both sides. What exactly Tosfos meant lahaloch? What's the dispute fundamentally? What's the fundamental dispute? What's pshat be'banim kibanim? Is the pshat that they, as long as you have a child, that child continues you? And since you, the original you, is a boy and a girl, doesn't matter what gender the grandchildren are, Doesn't matter, it's Katanui. That's a sheet of what we call, we'll call it the Shulta Gibor. He said it for sure. Tosis said at least to call it by it. And the Rambam says, no. Rambam says, the pshat is that if you have a grandson and granddaughter that come respectively from your son and daughter, no matter which order, then they, the grandson and the granddaughter, have the Shemesh Yitzhar of a boy and a girl, so it's also Pru Revu, since they're coming through your son and daughter respectively. But it's really the mitzvahs through the grandchildren as such. According to Tosfos, it's the mitzvahs through the children. Even though they die, they each have a replacement. According to the Lamdas, according to the Rambam is, no, it's the grandchildren. They have to be male and female. Of course, they have to come through the original children. Otherwise, they didn't do anything. Who are you? But that's the difference of Lamdas. This is actually found in the Yamshel Shlomo. Says it almost beferish. But I have a big problem with what he says, and I have no answer. If you could answer for me, I appreciate it. It's over here in Perek Vav and Yevamis, Simin Chav Tes. He writes the following lashon. You need originally Zoch on the cable. Vishuv b'nei bonim haboyim mehen chashuvin kibonim ve'omdim bimkomon. It's not they themselves. They're just continuing what came before. Avilah v'lechatchila v'beiz nekevus v'beiz scharim. Umesu, Sula Mahani Bnei Bonim, Afila Zachon Akeva. The Ikatama, the Bnei Bonim, Haina Sheyamdu Bim Komam, Kemoshayu Bitchila. Look at that. The Hechad Lohavi Sagi made Kara Bahani because he had two boys. Afashalom Mahani. Amazing. Amazing. Oh. Now. And he says, incredible thing, quotes the Rambam. He says, pshat in the Rambam, which is mind-boggling, is you need a zoch and a kev from the beginning, that's true, as opposed to two boys or two girls. Okay? But then he says, when it comes to grandchildren, he said you need a zoch and a keva to the exclusion of two nekevas. But two scharim, two grandsons would work. Rabbi, you all have the Rambam in front of you. You all have it in the back. Open up. Tell me if you think this is correct. I'm asking you. I can't, you know, obviously the Yamshel Shlomo says that you can't give a complete refutation, but you read it to me. Read together. Hilchos Ishus, Perek Tezvav. Come on. It's right in front of us. Halacha Ches. Halacha Hey. It's the last piece, page Dalet in the Ein Mishpat Amalek. Let's read it together. No the Lob Mesu, V'yichu Bonim, Arezakim, Mitzvah, Spirit of Yerivya. B'nei Bonim and Kibonim. Okay? Ve'mad v'amurim, Shem b'nei Abonim Zoch and Akeva. V'yu Bonim Zoch and Akeva. That's what I thought. You need a boy and a girl from a boy and a girl. Afa Pisha, Zoch ben Bito, Ban Akeva, Baz Beno. Hol hei Mishnei Bonav, hei boy and Arekim b'rei v'rivya. He said you require Zoch and Akeva. As the Marashal, he's only coming to the exclusion of two girls, two granddaughters. Two grandsons is fine. Where do you get it from? Maybe the first line. Nodolo umesu v'nichu bonim. He understood bonim to be male. Where's the camp? I don't know. Bonim means children. I don't understand the Marashal, but that's what he said. It's printed black and white towards the end of Simchat Chavtes. Again, to me, I find it very hard to understand both logically and textually. So now about say yes.
So you mean the bigger kids or the grandchildren?
The grandchildren. He says if a man has a boy and a girl, and they both die, and each one leaves over a child, and the sum total is a boy and a girl, for sure yotze. Two girls, for sure not yotze. But two boys. I thought for sure also not yotze. He says, no, you are yotze. Don't understand, and not in the text and not in the logic. Maybe with that Yishalmi at that. Yes.
Why, based on the Sfarli Gemara says here that Brat is more Stavra than Brat to Rosh,
we never fully understood that Sfar to begin with.
Oh, okay, but I'm saying the Shavit Zohar only said that Zohar and Kiv would be good. It wouldn't necessarily say that
Kiv
and
Kiv
would be
good. Okay, I hear what you're saying. The Gemara does say that. The Gemara said the Ram didn't have that Girsa.
Right.
But according to the other Rishonim and Achronim, he had that Girsa. So I guess the defense of the Marashal is the Mefurash Gemara, right? V'kol shkein bro lebrata, and that's somehow remains. Even the maskana remains. The Sheves Tzor Be'inan V'ha'ika means if you either have a grandson and granddaughter or two grandsons, not two granddaughters. Could be. But okay. Maybe the fact that I come and I live in a modern era. I can't have trouble accepting it. But we have to get out of that mentality or else. But anyway, just an offhanded comment. I'm going to get involved in some of the modern day controversies. Although I must tell you, when I was listening to the Parshas HaShavua, and I was wondering what people see, what the Hadarat Nashim people would say when we had this beautiful get-together of Klal Yisrael, Az Yosha Moshe B'nai Yisrael, and then it's at the end, it says, Miriam, why wasn't it co-ed? Hadarat Nashim. Probably some people who claimed that to Moshe Rabbeinu a long time ago, but we didn't accept it then, and we're not accepting it now. We don't believe in egalitarianism. We have different roles, and sometimes separation is required. And it doesn't mean that anyone is on a higher level or lower level. Finished. But that's just a side comment. Now, Bosai, I want to spend, I don't have too much time left, I want to tackle another Rambam, which is based not completely on our Gemara here in Masechta Yevamos. It's certainly part of our Gemara, but it's also another piece of it in Masechta Kiddush. Let's take a look at the part over here, Anaf Samach Gimel Amud Beis. It's on the Maror Makomos. I'm assuming all of you saw it by now. Take a look. Take a look. Ben Azay Omer, the last six lines. Kihilu Shofech Damim Umat Admus. Someone who's not also in Peri of Rivia, it's like a murderer, and he's somehow reducing Chalil of Achas to the presence of Hashem. Shenemaki Ritzelem Elokim Osa Sa'oda. Uchziv Asrei Atem Peru Ruvu. When you're not having children, so you're limiting the Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence in the world with another human being. Fine. Amar Ben Azai, Yesh no Dorish v'no Mekayim. No Mekayim v'no Dorish. You could either be a say it, preach it and practice it, or you can practice it without preaching it, both okay. Ato, you. No Dorish v'no Mekayim. Very beautiful drushes, you have to be proven. You never got married. Rebbeinu Shel Olam. What are you talking about, Ben Azai? It's hypocritical. I'll give you a piece of advice when you become a parent. Don't ever do this. Don't ever do this. Practice what I preach, but not what I practice. Ever, never, ever, ever, ever. It's viewed as hypocrisy, which according to the Musa Sefer called Off the Derech, a Shechta called it a Musa Sefer, is one of the most common causes for those going off the Derech. I spoke a little about Off the Derech in the Shabbos morning, how wide the Derech is. But we have a 12-lane highway, yeah? Okay. But you can go off all 12 lanes if the son thinks it's his father the hypocrite. Here too. You know Doresh, but not know Mekayim. Omel and Ben Azai, Umaese, Shenavshi, Choshka, Batoro, Evshala, Olam, Shiskayim, Ayade, Acherim. Unbelievable. Ben Azai, even though he realized the tremendous importance of the mitzvah Puru Ruvu and the present, the terrible punishment for those who are not, Matat Mus, Shofir Domim, the whole works, Anus, an Anus, Pashan an Anus, can't help it. So can't help it, he can't help it. Okay, so this halacha, Rabosai, is in Hilchos Ishus of the Rambam. Take a look, page Dalet, Halacha Gimel. Mi shechoshka nafsha b'torah tomid v'shogeh bo keben azai v'nidbak bo kol yomov v'lo nosa isha, never got married, says the Halacha Rambam, ein biyodo ovom. It's not sinful. Of course, it's a proviso. V'hu shlo yeh yitzro miskaber olav, v'ma yitzro miskaber olav, chayav li isa isha v'afilo hoya lo bonim shema yomo l'dehirim. Of course. But Ben Azai was so involved in Torah, his mind was completely occupied in Torah, he didn't have any Yetzaharas. Okay? That's Halacha Beis. Halacha Gim. Halacha Beis. Halacha Beis, Rebbe Osai. Ho'ish b'tzuva al-piri v'rivya v'lo isha. Ve'em Osai ho'ish nischai v'mitzvazu. Ni'ben shva esrei. Ayat is b'ferish in the Mishnah. What? No, what? Ben Shmona Esra Luchupa. What's the answer? Means in the 18th year. Means in the 18th year. That's what it means. The Gemara says Masechta Kiddushin. What is the Masechta Kiddushin? That, again, it's a Gemara which is part of the Agadata, but let's take a look at it very quickly. Take a look over here, Abosai, and Tosfos on Nafsamach Beis and Beis, Samach Lepirka. It's a very admirable thing, the next to the last line, Hamasian Samach Lepirka. Should marry off your kids, Samach Lepirka. What does Pirka mean? Maturity. Says Tosfos on Nafsamach Samach. Abon of Namikoi, you should marry off Samach Lepirka. V'yafa gav the kotnot kinu l'rabon nisuin. Can I mean the Kaman Perak Almana? Under the bar mitzvah, you cannot have Nisuin. Mikom Makom, Lahachi Tekinele Nisuin, the Lohavi Bilas or Bilas Nus. You can quote unquote marry them off before 13. Technically speaking, they can't be married. It's still not considered to be a Bilas Nus. How do you like that? How do you like that? So says Tosis Rabosai, that Samach Lepirka means before bar mitzvah. Satmar Rebbe was once asked, Rabosai, I have a big problem in Satmar Shtibel. There are two kibudim, a bar mitzvah bacha and an ofruf. Who gets mafta? Answer the Satmar Rebbe, whoever's older. You know, so for us, it's a joke, but the Gemara seems to say that. The guy can have an ofruf before he's 13. Or maybe the week is 13. And then in which day of the week he turned 13? Thinking about Bekiva Eger's bar mitzvah was also his offer. Everyone was wanting to get to marry Bekiva Eger, so guys, it's a money saving measure, cost cutting in today's hard economic times. They make the bar mitzvah the offer of the same Shabbos. I mean, that's, I don't recommend it on a practical basis, but I'm just letting you know that it would cut some costs for us. Anyway. So this is what it says over here. So the Rambam, so the Gemara in Kiddushin, the famous Gemara. How old should you be when you get married? Should be, you know, some say till 22, some say till 24. But the Gemara has that those said, I should have got married. I got married at 16, which is great to get married at 16. And had I got married at 14, I would tell the Sultan, take that. Because my Yetzirah because I was able to child the Yetzirah with my wife at 14. Says the Gro, you know what it means 14? It means bar mitzvah, in the 14th year. He keeps the 18 means the 17th, this is in the 18th year, 14 means in the 14th year, and this is this discount of the year. Rabbi said, the only enough community is how far behind the 8 ball are you? Or far behind the 18 ball are you? Did the 18 ball start when you turned 18 and when you turned 17? I don't want to make you feel more guilty than you should feel right away. But that's what I'm just letting you know, that the two gifts are. Okay. Let's go back to the Rambam. No guilt trips here. Back to the Rambam. Perek Tetzvav and Ilchus Ishus. Come on. Let's go back and read it again. Miben Shvaisre. All right. No. But Vekeven Sha'avu Eshim Shana. Who's under 20 right now? Who's under 20 in this room? That's it? A couple of guys under 20. Kevin Shavu Eshim Shana Velonasi Isha, Hareza Over of Mavatal Mitzvah Asay. Whoa. I'm not sure where he gets why 20? That's one of the 17. Oh, whatever. The Mahaya Osik Bittorah. Oh, here's going to say, guys, you better be Osik Bittorah. Otherwise, you're in big trouble. The Mahaya Osik Bittorah. Bittorah Bod. The Messiare Milisa Isha. Kadesh Lo Yitrach Mizonos Bavur Ishto. Because you have to make a living on the Eflach, right? V'yavatel min haTorah, hareza mutol lis acher. You know why? She'osek b'mitzvah potur min haMitzvah, v'kol shkein b'talmud Torah. This is Shitas Rambam. So guys, the reason you're potur because you're osek b'mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Yes, Benjamin.
We don't say
very good. It's against the Mefurish Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah per Gimel Alach Adalit. The Rambam says that if a person has a choice to learn Torah, do a mitzvah, he should close his sefer and do the mitzvah and v'yachsel the Talmudim. It's a Gemara by Kutn. Martin Cotton says that if it's a mitzvah, she'ef shaydei achayrim, a person has to close his Gemara and do the mitzvah. Ef shaydei achayrim, let someone else do it. Before Martin Cotton, tesem at bays on top. It's right there. So this Rambam here is against the Rambam, it's against the Gemara. That's Binyamin's kash. To this kash, there are a number of terutz. Yes?
This is the Asherah's idea.
Oh. That teretz I found in the Masifta Gemaras. They quote that teretz from one of the Achronim, who I didn't recognize, based on the Lashon of our Gemara. But as I said, Evshel la'olam shi'iskayim ayidei acherim. So Benazai held, never has to get married. It's an Evshel acherim. That's the Lashon of the Gemara, Marat Katan, Nav Testament Beis, which means, Pruvu is a mission Klal Yisrael, to perpetuate itself. But if I'm busy learning, let someone else do it. They'll have a few extra kids. Be mighty me. That's what they say. Based on Lush. It is noteworthy. It is noteworthy. Lush the Gemara over here on the Sam of Gimel of Beis. Evshe la'olam she'iskayim adei acherim. It's exactly the Lush of the Gemara Masech the Mayit Katan. Evshe adei acherim. Halo damu. That's your territory. Yeah.
Then there is no
chiyuv
on a single person. Then
that would work for Ben Azai. We don't.
No, that's only if you're learning. No, but even if you're not learning, you should be
potter
because it's on the cloud.
No. Okay, then read the Gemara. Wow, slow. That's like it's carried away with me. The Gemara in the world.
We're just talking about learning, but
wait a minute. Here's the Gemara in my front. Hesem and Beis. Gemara writes like this. Top of the top. Hesem and Beis, Gemara is like this. Oh. Gemara says on Amid Alvin's thoughts. Two scoops. Gemara says, well, you better learn the better little bit. Time the mitzvah she'ef shel asosa ayidei acherim. Let someone else do it. And you sit and learn. Time the mitzvah. Right, the same thing over here. Karmi pninin, kocha matzehel yeshuba, kochefte shemayim yeshuba, and then kocha potel yeshuba, even kochefte shemayim, hamitzah shemayim yeshuba, hamitzah shemayim yeshuba. We're going to pass it this way. Peregim alo chadal in the hilchus tal betog. Okay? So therefore, if it's evshay le'acherim, you can learn and not do it. Now I should Super Bowl. You learn and not do it.
So
it's possible to say that Ben Azai took to an extreme. Then we get married. We don't go that far. We can accept a delay because the big guy's busy learning. The guy's busy learning. So the klal hilchos tal betog gimel dalet is if it's evshay le'acherim, then you have a right to do to learn Torah. And he did not do the mitzvah at all, do the mitzvah later, etc.
Now, how do you explain Eshel Adea Acherim? Because if you're saying, Eshel Adea Acherim is that since it was a mitzvah given to the whole nation of Am Yisrael, right, everyone's Eshel Adea Acherim.
But now they have to do an extreme.
But if it's to the Am, then technically, even if I'm not learning, I don't need to do it.
No.
Why?
The mitzvah Gemil is Hasad, right? Who has to do it? Someone's in need. Someone needs some help. So, like, You don't want to point the finger at everybody else. Terrible. We should all, if I can, we should all jump in and try to do it. Unless we have an excused absence for doing it. What's that? Sing a base medrash. Very often people come to base medrash, we just say, there's a chesed to be done. Take the guy from the Super Bowl out. Let him do the chesed. I'm busy learning. He won't leave. It's the fourth quarter episode. He won't leave. I'm in my fourth quarter. The fourth quarter of my Seder that I'm learning. So what does this mean? The Netziv, Rabbi Osai, says as follows, a different part. The Netziv says that if you look at the Mordechai Kohen is doing a mitzvah overis. If you don't do the mitzvah right now, you can't do it later. Close your Gemara, do the mitzvah now, and you need to learn some other time. Says the Netziv, Puruvu is a mitzvah she'en overis. You can do the mitzvah a little bit later on. You can have it shine in the door a little bit later on. So you can stall a little bit. That's what the Netziv writes in the tshuva, or in the Shiltas in Simon Hay. If cotton valid, it's not a mitzvah veris. You can do it later on. That's what the Netziv is. We have so far two terutz. One answer is after the Acherim based on the Gemara. One answer is, it's a mitzvah she'en overis. The Alta Rebbe, in Hilchos Talmud Torah, which is a classic, in Perek Gimel, Sif Aleph, has a beautiful teretz. To Lashon of the Rambam is, in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Gimel, Lach Adalem, if you have a mitzvah which no one else can do but you, close your sefer, do the mitzvah, and he adds two words. V'yachzo l'talmudo. Go back to learn. Says the Holy Babacher Rebbe, typical mitzvah, what is it? You gotta take a lulav. Right? So you close the Gemara, you take a lulav, and go right back to your learning. A shofar, a sukkah, whatever, you name the mitzvah, you put whatever, you're davening, you're doing it, whatever. Rabbi said, once you get married, you're busy making a parnasa for your wife, you can never go back to it. Nachonat Shayach. Rechaim b'tzavor, b'yasek b'tar, my lash in the Kiddusha. That's the Alter Rebbe's terts. Beautiful terts. Yes, sir.
The Ramah in Simon Aleph of the Shulchan Aruch says you're not zochet the Torah until you're married.
That's the Gemara says here in Yevamos and the Agadah. Yeah. That means you're not actually zochet the pure Torah. Because, you know, personal bach, as his mind is always, you know, is a little Yetzirah here and there. But Rav Shechter Shalita taught us that if you want to finish Shas, try to finish it before you get married, or at least before you have children. But once that happens, the Rambam said that Filo Balisha Banim is the hardest Talmud Torah, the Balisha Banim. That's a matter of fact. Can't deny that. Rabbi Chanan tackles this question in Kovet Shum Chelik Beis. He says, look, the Netziv, he quotes the answer like the Netziv. It's a mitzvah she'ein overis. That works for the Rambam's delay in Halacha Beis. It won't work for Ben Azai. Ben Azai never fulfilled the mitzvah, never got married. Yes?
Is it also going to turn Yeshua?
Okay, perhaps. Said the Rabbi Chanan, it never said that Ben Azai had a right to do what he did. Never said it. I've never said that. Ben Azai himself never said it. What can I do? Ma'esa, I can't help it. Ma'esa, Ben Azai, I can't help it. I'll try to get married, it won't work. According to one version, he did get married, got divorced, got some marriage, I don't go into the whole personal history. It's not going to work. His mind is so involved in learning, he's not going to be able to treat a wife like a wife. He's not going to be able to act to it. The Lashon HaRambam was what? Remember Lashon HaRambam? Ein biyado avon. Says Rabbi Chanan. We can't, he's blamed. What can he do? He's an honest. An honest, Rabbi Olson. Honest.
But the Rambam, huh? Speaking of the Rambam, he says if someone chooses,
no. I don't know, chooses. The person, I guess everything in life is to some extent a choice. But once Ben Azai got so involved in his learning, he just couldn't get himself out of that in order to be able to marry a woman and have children. Misha Choshka Napshim B'tonka Ben Azai Tomin Dinbak B'okhayom of L'Asisha Ein B'yodo Ovo. That's the Lashon of the Rambam and Lashon of Shulchan Aruch here in Siv Dalet. That's all it says. Rabbi Olson says, we had four terutzim to this, you know, to these two Rambams, one about the delay, one about Ben Azai, some work for both, some work for one, not to the other, etc., etc. This concludes, Rabbi Olson, the sugya of Pruvu proper. We're now leading out of tomorrow and start discussing the issue of Kos Shel Ikrin, which starts here in Daf Samachem and Beis. Samachem and Beis, Rabbi Olson, Samachem and Beis, towards the end, right? Wants to know the whole story. Mar says, Azel, next to the last line, Ashtia Sama da Akrisa. She drank a kosher liquid, some kind of a potion, which rendered her infertile for life. If you find this potion today, you will be an instant billionaire. For sure. Take one pill, and that's it for life. An instant billionaire. But they had some kind of, I don't think it got lost in the tradition from the herbal experts of yesteryear, of ancient times. We have to learn this sugya. I gave you a ritva to see, with the footnote on the ritva. Send you to the sugya in Shabbos, Kuf Yud and Kuf Yud Aleph, and it will send us from Simen Aleph in Shulchan Aruch, which is of course critical, to the end of Simen He. I asked you to see Simen He, Sif, Yud, Gimel. I ask you now, to add, I don't think it was on the original Ma'amar Komos, the Sif Yud Beis, rather, Hey Yud Beis, the Gra is very important, and even the truth is all those four Sifim, Yud Aleph to Yud Dalet, are all important about this topic in general. And if you see the Gra, Chav He and Chav Ches in particular, it'll be very worthwhile. So we'll stop here.